Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. So yesterday, our pastor, Chuck Allen, was preaching on civility. He's talking about how in this world today, it seems like it's so polarized. It's, you know, everybody has their camps and their positions, and they're firing at each other. And there's such a lack, more so perhaps today than ever, of civility. And so how are we as followers of Jesus, you know, what should our conduct be? What should we be known as? And so we pick up here in Colossians. It says, verse 1, chapter 3, if then you are raised with Christ, so if you've been raised with Christ, if you surrender your life to Christ, here's how you're going to act. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on this earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with him in glory. And he goes on to say, therefore, put to death the members of the flesh. So in other words, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. And then he goes on to say, you know, in which things you yourself once walked when you lived in them. See, we no longer live to please ourselves. We no longer live for ourselves. We now, praise God, we live for God. And so we're gonna put away those things and put our mind on Christ. He goes on to say, put away from yourselves, put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Don't lie. Since you've put off the old man, that's dead. That's the past. That's the ways in which you walked before you knew Jesus. And then he goes on to say, he says, therefore, as the elect of God, and I skipped a couple of verses, but it says, holy and beloved, verse 12, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Again, I love what Pastor Chuck said. He said, it's not a suggestion. It's not like, hey, would you consider these things? Hey, you know, I'd like for you to think about this. It's like, hey, this is the way that you're supposed to behave yourself. This is the way in which you're supposed to walk. And he goes on to say, and I love this, he says, but above all these things, above all this, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Oh, wow. There is so much here. It's amazing. I hope you are so edified and encouraged as I was. But I love how he just sums it all right up there in verse 14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. You know, I was also reading in Galatians in chapter 5, verses 13 through 23. And in 14, he says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But, you know, the exciting thing is the reason why we can love and the reason why he expects that we would walk in that manner and that love would fill our hearts is we've put off the old man. That's the past. And so I'm just praying that God will do this miracle for me today, this week, this year, and for each of us. Let us be known as different. We're different. We're not different because we're so great. No, we're different because we've been risen with Christ. Our flesh, we've surrendered that. God saved us. God chose us. He set us apart. He redeemed us. And so we must walk in a manner worthy into that which we've been called. And so we're going to be different. And so here's the challenge today. You know, as we, and I love the challenge that Pastor Chuck Allen gave us yesterday. He said, I'm gonna ask you to take this challenge for an entire week. Don't speak unkind. Don't respond the way your flesh wants to respond. Stop, and let's not do it for just a week. Let's start with a week and then let's, by the grace of God, continue this, right? But let's be different. You know, and the hardest thing can be to be different, you know, can be with our family, you know, that we slow down and we don't respond with the words that we want to respond with. We don't respond just because we think, oh, well, you deserve this, or this is fair, or, you know, that was unkind. So let me tell you, let me respond in the same kind. Unkindness. No, let's be different. It starts in our homes. And so God help us. All right, now I want to wish you a super ultra awesome, fantastic week as you go out there and be a difference maker. And now if you want to listen to other podcasts, you can download my podcast on iTunes, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.